Okay, thank you. Come on, give the Lord praise. It's a blessing to be here with you again. I think 6 months ago we had the opportunity to minister to you. Pastor Steve is incredible, and the wife, the incredible people to connect with, lovely people, and always learning from them. Always learning from them. The spirit of humility that they have will blow your mind. And before you can be exalted, you must first of all humble yourself. And we've learned a lot from them. And, you know, he shared a testimony. I'm surprised he did, because not every pastor would do that. I don't tell anyone that we did. I didn't tell anyone. So he said it. You know, and because not every pastor will call another pastor for ministration. Who does the pastor go to when they are suffering, when being afflicted, when in pain? Pastors do be afflicted. I've been afflicted. Every pastor goes through affliction or problems, but who do you call? But some of us have pride, and you don't call anyone, you keep on suffering. A good friend, and we stood with them, agree with them, and we thank God for the deliverance. But he shared. And not everyone would do that. But we thank God for your life. Give the Lord praise for this. God is good. Are you ready? This is my second time here, so I'm all free. I know the place. And we're dealing with the topic of marrying spirit, and some of you may have heard me preach on TV on marrying spirit, and some people have traveled with me over and over and hearing me preaching on this, but I'll always come up with something new. How many of you believe that? But the Holy Spirit will always move in a different way. The same topic, the same things, but the Holy Spirit will just move in different ways. And we are not tired of hearing the word of God. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing of the word of God. Can we do something before we just start ministration? I want us to begin to pray and loosen the atmosphere. And there are some topics when we are dealing with, we need to take dominion over the place. How many of you believe that? And I want us to take dominion of the place right now, that the marrying spirit will not be able to hinder you from receiving that which God has for you. We want to break that seven heads of the Leviathan spirits. I want us to stand, let's stand on our feet and break the seven heads. In the name of Jesus, we want to break the seven heads of the Leviathan spirit that has connection with the marine kingdom. We want to break it. Everybody begin to pray now. Lift up your voice and break that power. I want you to break that power now. In the name of Jesus, break now. In the name of Jesus, Libriketa, Labas, Sukrokotoba. I want you to pray with tenacity. Pray. Pray with tenacity. Pray with vigor. Libriketa, Delebebe, Brikete. Hear me, church. Hear me, 1 minute. Hear me, church. We have different types. Listen to me. In Ephesians, Paul says that we should pray with different kinds of prayers, or different manners of prayers. So we have different types of prayers. We have the prayers of thanksgiving, the prayers of petition, supplication, waiting, watching, and different types of prayers. But we are also praying the prayer of warfare. This is not the prayer of confession, neither the prayer of petition, but it is a prayer of war, warfare. And when it comes to warfare, that means you are facing the enemy. You are facing him, and the Bible said that anything you bind on earth, it is bound in what? Heaven. Anything you bind on earth is already bound in heaven. So you are going to bind and hinder the assignment of the enemy. You are going to stop every activity of Satan. And so when you are praying, you'll be aggressive. When you are waiting, you'll be silent, surrendering everything to God. But this is aggressive prayers. Are you hearing me? Your face have to become like a lion face. That means you are not looking at it. This is business time. Are you hearing me? So I want everybody, we are just dealing with the spirit of Leviathan. We want to break the power of Leviathan, the seven heads of Leviathan. We want to break that power that it will not have influence over your life, not influence over your family, not influence over your nation, your ministry. It will not have influence over anything that concerns you. I want the church begin to pray now. Everybody clap your hands and begin to pray now. Begin to pray. Pray with tenacity. Pray with tenacity. Lebrekete lebre. Rastaka. Break the head. Break the tabelebe. Balekeka, balekapa, balekapa, balakapa, rondo soto. Pray now, pray, pray with tenacity. Pray now, break the head of that Leviathan, that marine spirit. Break it in the name of Jesus. Break now, in Jesus' name. You bind in the name of Jesus. Bind activities of that spirit over your life, your marriage, your ministry, your finances, your health. In the name of Jesus, break now. Break the power of the dragon in the sea. The dragon that lies in the sea. Destroy the power of that dragon in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray one more time. Pray with tenacity. Pray with vigor. Pray with power. Pray with passion. Pray. Come on, pray, child of God. Pray now. Pray now. Break the influence of Leviathan. Break the influence of that marriage spirit. Break the influence of that dragon. Break the influence of the serpent in the sea. Break the influence that piercing spirit, that piercing serpent. Break its influence now in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Librekata, librekapa, 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 Yalla baba, 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 yalla baba
Break the power.
Marine spirit have the link with the water kingdom. It have connection with the water kingdom. Water is not evil. I don't want us to leave here after the services that you stop drinking water. You can please be seated. Water is good. It's not evil. Water symbolizes life. Symbolizes life. So water is not evil. It's good. Turn to your neighbor and say, water is good. Do you have water with you? Can you drink it? Water is good. It gives life. It refreshes us. It strengthens us. It cleanses us. It purges us. Water is also can be used as a symbol of the word of God that brings cleansing. The water of the word. The river also can be the symbol of the Holy Spirit. But Satan has contaminated the water and using it to advance his kingdom. Anything that God has created is good. Everything that God created, according to Genesis chapter 1, everything that he created is good. Turn to your neighbor and say, everything that God created is good. And any blessing that God has for me, say, any blessing that God has for me. Satan cannot deprive me. Satan cannot take it from me. I will enjoy the blessings of God. Satan cannot steal glory away from God. I am here tonight to recover. I am here tonight to take my position as a seed of Abraham to enforce my victory over the marine kingdom. I have dominion over the marine kingdom. Satan and all evil spirit, hear me now. I'm a seed of God. And I declare divine judgment upon the marine kingdom. Hear me now. Every agent, every assignment from the marine kingdom against me, my children, my ministry, my health, my finances, my destiny, today I declare divine judgment upon you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. I stop right now all your activities in the name of Jesus. Agent of Satan, you cannot prevail over me. Give the Lord praise. I have one of my daughters here that will be singing and ministering to us before I start teaching. So let's call Karina. Where is Karina? Where is she? I don't know where she is. Let's welcome her. Okay, praise God. Where is God?
There she is. That's her.
Yeah, just take the mic and let her bless us. And praise God.
Give the Lord a praise tonight. Give the Lord a praise tonight. Hallelujah. We serve an incredible, an awesome, an amazing God. And we're just going to give him praise tonight. some great and some small. You being God, deliver me from them all. Still can't believe all the ways you made.
He's incredible.
incredible God. It doesn't matter what the enemy wants to do or he has done to afflict you. God is incredible God. God will always make sure that he'll set the righteous free from bondage. And I have a word for you tonight. God says that he will give you double because of your affliction. You never heard what I just said. God said he will give you what? Double. Double, double, double because of your affliction. Because of what you went through. Because of the pain, the suffering, that all night crying. Because of the shame and the reproach. You became a byword. You lost everything. You became a person everyone talking about. God says because of what you went through, he is giving you double this weekend. If you are hearing me, you are watching, God is speaking to you that he is giving you double because of your suffering, because of your affliction. He is giving you what? Double. We thank God in the name of Jesus. I come against every personality from the marine kingdom assigned specifically to undermine tonight's service, to fight and to contend against that which God has ordained for his children. I come against you in the name of Jesus. I forbid your activities, every witchcraft assignment from the married kingdom. I stop you right now in the name of Jesus. I forbid now. I block you. You cannot operate. You cannot function. In the name of Jesus, I command you right now to cease functioning right now. Every networking of yours are disconnected now. You cannot reinforce yourself. You cannot empower yourself. You cannot hinder the child of God from receiving that which heaven has ordained for him, for her. In the name of Jesus, I declare divine judgment upon you. Any arrow that will be thrown from the marine kingdom against me, against anyone in this house today, in the name of Jesus, by fire, we command that arrow to be consumed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we declare, Satan and all evil spirits, you have no business in this meeting. We exercise dominion and authority over the atmosphere. And we declare the word of God will have a free course. And as the people of God receive the word of God, let chains be broken. Let yokes be destroyed. Let the bound be loose. Let the blind see. Let the crippled walk. Let the poor be rich. Let the afflicted be set loose. In the name of Jesus, let the afflicted receive joy. Let the one, oh God, that has been shamed and be reproached be lifted up. Let the discouraged be encouraged. Let the reproach of God receive joy and honor and promotion. In the name of Jesus, I come in the volumes of the books and I declare that every seed of Abraham hearing the sound of my voice may receive divine revelation. And this day is your day of deliverance. Come on, shout and give the Lord praise. Shout and give the Lord praise. If today is your day of deliverance, if today is your day of receiving permanent change, if today is your day of having an encounter with God, that you begin to walk upon what the powers that has been assigned against you from the marine kingdom, child of God, I want you to stand and jump and shout and give the Lord a higher praise, because this is your hour and this is your season. Come on, give him the higher praise. You cannot be stopped. You cannot be stopped. You cannot be stopped. You cannot be hindered. You cannot be hindered. Turn to your neighbor and say, today, I declare any power from the marine kingdom that has hijacked your blessings. I release it right now. Your blessing is released. Your blessing is sure. Your blessing has come. This day, I declare that you are blessed. And tell that devil, it's too late, because you are already blessed. Come on, give the Lord praise. It's too late. You can please be seated. It's too late. It's too late. I say it's too late. It's too late. You know, the devil thinks that you'll be what? Broke and you die by this time, but it is too late, because you are blessed, and what God has blessed, no one can curse. Are you hearing me? God has blessed you. Tell the marine spirit, it is too late. You know, some of you are scared. Some of you are, you know, you are just, what is he going to talk about? And this marine spirit, and they tell the marine spirit, it's too late. This spirit is so wicked and it's so powerful. Let that spirit be powerful, but you are greater, hear me, than that spirit. Because the Bible says that when God created everything, he gives you power and he gives you dominion to rule over everything, including the marine kingdom. Child of God, I'm talking to you right now. God gives you the power. He gives you the power to have dominion over the marine kingdom. So you don't have to be afraid. We are not here tonight to discourage you or to bring fear to you. Are you hearing me? And teaching some doctrines of the devil that you'll be bound by fear and not giving you answers. Oh God, hear me, child of God. We are going to expose the marine kingdom and its activities, but you know that you have the power and authority to overcome the activities of the marine spirit, because greater is he that is inside you. You got all that it takes. You got the Holy Ghost. You got the Holy Ghost inside you. Hear me now, child of God. The Bible said that Jesus was walking on the sea. That demonstrates that Jesus have dominion over the marine kingdom. It doesn't matter what water that tried to drown you. It doesn't matter what water that has been assigned to steal your blessing, to bring confusion to your marriage, to your family, to take from you that which heaven has ordained for you. I have a good news for you. As Jesus walked over the waters, you can also walk over every water that tried to drown you. It doesn't matter what kind of water. It can be affliction. It can be setback. It can be witchcraft manipulations. It can be sickness and diseases. It can be cancer. It can be suffering and pain. It can be reproach. It can be whatever thing you may talk about. Bankruptcy. Hear me, child of God. I have a good news for you. You got a greater one inside you. His name is Jesus. He is with you. It's inside you. As he walked on the water, tonight you can walk over every marine spirit. He said he has given you power and authority to tread upon serpent, scorpions, and all the works of the devil, including marine spirit. I can see the child of God walking and treading upon the marine spirit, treading upon. Child of God, hear me now. You got everything. You have it all. I said you have it all to conquer him, to overcome him tonight. He cannot have advantage over you. He's already disadvantaged. He cannot. Marine spirit have linked with the water world. Marine spirits are entities and personalities who are enemies of God. They are not friends of God. They are enemies of God, and it's one of the spirits of Satan that he uses to advance his kingdom. He used our spirit, marrying spirit, to advance what? His kingdom. To afflict the seed of Abraham, the child of God. He makes sure that he uses this spirit to hinder us from getting to our destination, for us being successful in life. That his spirit is a wicked spirit. It's one of the high rank spirit in the kingdom of Satan, or in Satan's kingdom. And Satan uses this spirit, making sure that he stops us, and it has a link with what? The marine kingdom. Hear me now. And as I said to you in the beginning, everything God created according to Genesis was good. Water was created by God. And when God created everything, he said everything that he created was what? Good. Including water. But Satan has taken the marine kingdom and has contaminated it and used it to advance his kingdom. Originally, it's not for him. It's made by what? God. He uses the sea. He uses the river. He uses the water. Any water you say, he uses those things to advance his kingdom. A river is a flowing body of water. A river is a flowing body of water, and it's not evil. And we have good rivers today because God created them. But Satan has also have what? Contaminating the rivers by sacrifices and rituals that are being made by people to empower their spirit in the marine kingdom to advance the kingdom of Satan. But originally, it's not made by Satan. It's made by God. Hear me now. And it has brought wickedness to our nation, to families, to churches. It has brought murder, it has brought abortion, it has brought sicknesses, cancer, confusion. It has brought witchcraft activities. It has brought many things, murder in our city, in our nation. And many people see some stuff in our nation, in our city, and we just take it for ordinary stuff. But some of them are being influenced by the marine kingdom because they are transported from the sea, the marine kingdom, into our nation. But we can stop it if the seed of Abraham, we know our position, we know our stand and our right, we can stop that spirit being, well, influenced, assigned to influence our nation. In our city and our churches, we can stop it, and not everything the government can solve the problem. Some of the problems that we face today, the church has authority to stop it, not the politicians. The politicians cannot stop it. The church have their voice and authority and the power to stop it. But the church today, we don't know the authority and the power we got. Are you hearing me? We don't teach about these things. Because some of us think this thing is just for some special people, some particular race of people. And some people think that spiritual warfare originated from Africa. Who told you that? You only have six. Listen to this. I go to countries and I go to places, and even right in Canada, I cannot tell you some of the things that I see. That I didn't even see them in Africa. Hello, I'm talking about here. Seeing stuff. We were in Jamaica recently, and then in my room, beautiful place. See at the hills, or we got red hills, or where a beautiful place, huge guest house. In the morning we got up, I said there was satanic sacrifice going on. So I didn't sleep, I was just praying throughout the night. I can hear drums. I thought this is in Africa. Drums in the morning when I got up, my washroom spit with blood all over the place. Behold, here comes a big rat lying down dead. Where did the rat come from? And blood all over the place. How did the rat die? Part of the cities have been places that I've seen things that I cannot even mention.
life here. So the devil is in business, the same thing that he did in the old days and did in different places. Haiti, Africa, is still doing it in Canada. He's still doing it in the U.S. He's still doing it everywhere. But you are not, well, sensitive enough to have a spiritual eyes to know the activities of the enemy. And you are deceived that it's just some other people or other nation that you see these things right here. Somebody say right here. You have witchcraft in our churches today. Hello? We have witchcraft activities in our churches today. And the churches will not preach about that, because when you preach, you're going to lose some people. It's okay to lose them because they are one, they are assignment of the enemy. So if you lose them, you must lose them. Anyone that will be upset of teaching on witchcraft in the church, that means the person is a suspect. Why do you have to be upset if they are teaching about one witchcraft? You don't have to be upset if you are not one. You only be upset if you are one. But if you are not one, you'll not be upset. You'll be happy that the enemy is being exposed. The enemy that's stealing from you, watch it right now. If your enemy who steals from you being exposed, you have to be upset. You don't have to be upset. But when you're upset, that means you are one of them. And so we have people that Satan has assigned through this marine spirit into our churches, and then they hinder the chair from advancing. But thank God that by the revelation of Jesus Christ, we can expose them by the teachings that you are receiving tonight. And God will set you free. If the enemy has bound you and afflicted you tonight, you can be free from any marine contamination, any marine affliction, any marine spirit activities and manipulations through witchcraft against your life. You can be free now. So the marriage spirit is in to hinder the child of God from prospering, from succeeding, and being what God wants him to be. It has different names in scripture. You can call it Leviathan, you can call it Rahab, and also dragon. We have all in scriptures. In Isaiah chapter 27 verse 1, it's called Leviathan. In Ezekiel, you can see him being called dragon. That Pharaoh is called the dragon that lieth in the sea. And the river Nile, he said, is mine river. This river belongs to me and it's called Dragon. So Dragon can be a Leviathan. It can be a marine spirit. Dragon can be a marine spirit, a type of marine spirit. It can also be, we can also have the name Leviathan. So we have Rahab, Leviathan, and Dragon that are in scriptures that shows that this spirit are spirits in the water that manifest. Are you hearing me? They are creatures in the water that sit. Satan uses them. Hear me now. Satan can never operate without a vessel. He needs a vessel. Are you with me? He needs a vessel. In Genesis, you know, he uses what? A snake. So he needs a vessel to operate. When the spirit was cast out of the man that was possessed with legions in the book of Mark chapter 4, the Bible said the spirit came out from the man. It was in the man. Are you hearing me? The spirit was in a man. So spirit can live in people and use them. So the spirit was cast out of the man. Then the spirit went into what? The swans or the pigs. And then what happened? The pigs went into the sea. Why would they go into the sea? They have connection with the world, the river. Marine spirit. Are you with me? So Satan needs a vessel. Satan needs an instrument to use. It cannot operate by itself. It needs a vessel. It can use animals. It can use creatures in the sea. It can use dogs. It can use cats. It can use snakes. It can use human beings. He can use people. That's why Jesus said to Peter, he said, get thee behind me, Satan. He didn't say, get hid behind me, Peter. But he said, get hid behind me, Satan. So he was not speaking to Peter. He was speaking to the spirit that was influencing Peter to hinder Jesus from getting to the cross. Are you hearing me? So the devil can use spirits. The devil can use vessels or instruments. Can be humans, can be animals, can be creatures in the sea. So we have Leviathan, you have Rahab, and you have Dragon in the sea. Are you hearing me? And some other people call it water spirit, as you just heard it. In Africa, they call it the queen of the coast. Are you hearing me? It's very common. The queen of what? The coast. Because in Nahum chapter 2 verse 6, there is a queen that has a palace, or there is a palace under the waters. Are you hearing me? We have palace under the waters or the river. And when you have palace, that indicates there is a king or a queen. Are you learning something here? So if you, a palace without a king is not a palace. A palace must have someone. Are you hearing me? Has a queen and then has a king. And so they rule the water kingdom. Are you hearing me? So there is a king and there is a queen. So we call it what? The queen of the coast or the sea. The queen of the coast or the sea. And some people call it the water spirit. Hear me? It's more than that. That spirit is what? Powerful to destroy, powerful to use witchcraft to hinder and afflict you. That spirit can mess up marriages. That spirit can mess up families. That spirit can mess up churches. That spirit can mess up cities. Are you hearing me? Let's now turn our Bibles to the book of Nahum, chapter 2, verse 6. Nahum chapter 2, verse 6. Before we read that scripture, let me tell you something here. You can never set people free if you are not free. Can I make that statement here? The reason I'm making this statement is traveling over the cities and the churches across the nations, I've come to the knowledge to know that people who claim to be setting people free, they are the people who need freedom than the people they are setting free. Can I make that statement again? People who are ministering to people for freedom and deliverance, most of the time they need deliverance than the people they are delivering. Because people are not trained, people are not equipped, people don't have the knowledge, they just get up that they want to set people free. They're excited, let's cast out devils. And we are casting out devils. It's more than just casting out devils. You must know the spirit operating in the life of the person. If it's marrying spirit and you don't know anything about marrying spirit, how are you going to deal with that spirit? If you don't know that the marrying spirit have palaces, how can you deal with that spirit? If you don't know that the marrying spirit have king and queens, how can you deal with that spirit? If you don't know how they invade someone's life, how can you deal with that spirit? You'll just be casting out, you come out. But what is the root cause of that spirit? And that is the problem with many people. They need to be trained. The churches have to train their ministers. They have to train the people. The pastors have to be trained. The ministers or leaders, deacons have to be trained so that they can minister to the people effectively, because people are bound by Satan and they need help. They need somebody to free them. They can't go to the psychic. They can't go to the voodoo man. They can't go to the palm readers. They need the church to set them free, and the church cannot set them free, then they'll go out for help somewhere else. They need a church to set them free. And that is the problem the church is facing today. People need someone to set them free, and no one can set them free. Because we are not trained. People are just casting out devils. If you ask about deliverance, oh, we can cast out. It's more than casting out. You must know the spirit operating. You must know their manifestation. You must know how they operate. Are you hearing me? You must know the deposits. Are you hearing? You have to know different things. It's more than just calling out the devil to come out. You foul spirit. You this spirit. No, it's more than that. You have to know all these things. Are you hearing me? And tonight, specifically, we are dealing with the marrying spirit that is connected to the marrying kingdom. Are you hearing me? and it have different operation and different entities or vessels that it use, like Leviathan, it uses Rahab, it uses dragon. Are you hearing me? It uses even serpent. Are you hearing me? It uses serpent because Leviathan is also called in Isaiah 27 verse 1 as the piercing serpent. Is a piercing serpent. And God said, this day I'll punish you. A day will come that God will punish Leviathan. So let's look at the scriptures now. Let's look at the scriptures. Nahum chapter 2 verse 6. Read it for me. Where is it? Is it there? Joy, take the mic and be reading for me when I call scriptures. Joy, take the mic. Come and sit here and take the mic and read for me quickly. So when we call the scriptures, we can read it quick. Praise God. So as she's getting ready, I read from 2 Corinthians chapter. Don't turn to that. I'm just reading something here. She's getting ready. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy and the God of all comfort, who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort. Somebody say, may be able. Them which are in trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. So what they've been comforted by, they can also comfort others. If you are delivered, you can also deliver people. If you are not delivered, you cannot deliver people. And people are not delivered, but they still want to deliver people. No, it's a good place to give the Lord praise here. People are not delivered, but they want to deliver people. And I see this every time. Places I go, people who just want to rush and get and cast in. And I said, no, you stay. I said, get into it. You need to be helped. I said, you stay. Don't be praying for people. And sometimes I have to stop people. Ushers, stop the ushers because the ushers need help. It's more than catching people. The people catching people, they even have more problem than the people they are catching. That's all of you say. Stay and get yourself right. So if we are comforted, we can also comfort others. If we are delivered, we can also deliver us others. For the experience we had, we can also tell others. If you have not had an experience, you cannot tell others. But because we have an experience with God, and God has set us free, we can also set others free because we know what He has done for us. And tonight, as you get free, God will also help you to set your family free, to set your friends free, to set the people that God will connect you to. God will help you to set them free. So let's read a scripture and I read.
Nahum 2, verse 6. The gates of the rivers shall be opened, and the palace shall be dissolved.
And the palace, so there is a gate in the river, and there is what? Also a palace. Are you hearing me? So the gates, in ancient days, the gates is being used to hinder people from getting, because it's a border, a seaport, that people can enter into a city, so there is a gate. Are you hearing me? So that people cannot get into the sea, into the city through the river or the sea. Are you hearing me? So there are gates and there are palaces. And in the palace, you have what? A queen. And so the queen, tonight, we are going to dethrone the king and the queen of the marine kingdom. You never heard what I just said. We are going to, and watch the beautiful thing here. Tomorrow, I'm going to get into spiritual marriages. I'm going to get into spiritual marriages in this. The beautiful thing, the queen and the king, they have concubines. Study scripture. Or even right now, anywhere that you have kings, kings don't have one wife. Have a wife, have concubines. Are you hearing me? So these queens have concubines, they have wives, they have different people, 5, 10, and everything. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. But you refuse to be one of the wives of that king in the marriage kingdom. You refuse because sometimes when they come to marry you and have a covenant with you, and they hinder you in the physical realm from what? Getting married. I'll leave this for tomorrow. And I'm going to teach you, and you see why a lot of people are single today. I'm going to teach you why a lot of people are single. You see a beautiful girl, a young girl, beautiful woman, 30, 50, 40, still single. Beautiful, why? Why? The man cannot see you? No. Something is wrong here. It's deep. It's not because you're having an attitude. It's deeper than that. We have to dig into it and find out. So there are palaces that these spirits control, and they have their rulers, the queens or the kings, and they have their spouses, you may call. So these queens rule the kingdom, their palaces, and they make sure that they carry, they have their servants or their agents that they assign to make sure that they fulfill the assignment, destroy. And the thing that they do is to destroy, not to do anything good. Because the work of the enemy is to steal, kill, and destroy. There's nothing good. It brings death. All that this spirit does is to bring death. This spirit is in charge of bringing death to people. Establish death covenants with people. But tonight we are going to destroy the death covenant. We will command the rivers to dry up according to Isaiah 44 verse 27. Read Isaiah 44 verse 27.
Isaiah 44, verse 7.
27.
Verse 27. That saith to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up thy rivers.
That saith to all the deep, be dry, to the rivers, be dry. You speak to the rivers to dry. The rivers that bring wickedness, the rivers that bring witchcraft activity, the rivers that bring affliction, the rivers that bring death, the rivers that bring shame, the rivers that bring poverty, the rivers that bring confusion, the rivers that bring divorce, the rivers that bring cancer, that bring sicknesses, diabetes, every form of sickness, the rivers that bring, instead of receiving life of God, the river has exchanged the life of God, and it brings what? The opposite. It brings death, it brings shame, it brings affliction, it brings poverty, it brings lack. Are you hearing me? It brings every deadly thing you may think about, but we command that sea or that river to dry up, and if you command it, it must dry up. And tonight we are going to command the river that has brought death, that has brought shame, that has brought lack, that has brought poverty, that has brought pain, that has brought every evil thing you may think about, all the things you are going through, that river that has brought it, tonight you must command that river to dry it up. You command that river to dry it up. That river will no more have influence. That river will no more have power. Are you hearing me? So we have the responsibility to command. We have the responsibility to command that river that is bringing death. The river of God is supposed to bring life to us. Oh, you never heard what I said. River is supposed to bring life to us. It's supposed to bring joy. It's supposed to bring peace. It's supposed to bring righteousness. The river of God must bring righteousness. The river of God must bring peace, must bring joy. But the river of the devil, of the married kingdom, will bring death, will bring shame, will bring reproach, will bring lack, will bring divorce, will bring confusion, will bring fighting, will bring lack, will bring cancer, every sickness, will bring heart disease, will bring troubles. But when we command it to dry up, it will dry up. You command shame to dry up, You command poverty to dry up. You command affliction to dry up. You command cancer to dry up. You command diabetes to dry up. You command heart stroke and to dry up. Heart problems to dry up. Pain, headache, migraine to dry up. You command every form of sickness and diseases of Egypt to dry up. You command excessive bleeding to dry up. You command stroke in the legs to dry up. You command diabetes. You command pain in the back. Are you hearing me? To dry up. You command infirmity, spirit of infirmity to dry up. You command anything that the enemy is doing against you through the marine kingdom to dry up, and they must dry up. They must dry up. And the Bible says in the book of Mark chapter 4 verse 39 following, we are not reading, the Bible said that Jesus and the disciples, he called the disciples. How many of you know that Jesus, watch it right now, Jesus ministered at the coastside or the seaside. How many of you know that? He did most of his ministry on the coastside. And then, no, he even called the disciples. They were fishermen. Are you hearing me? They were in the fishing of, and they were in fishing. Are you hearing me? That was their business. So Jesus did most of his business at the seaside. And the Bible says that then he called the disciples to go to the other side in the book of Mark chapter 4. And the Bible said then he was sleeping. And as he was sleeping, there was a storm that came, and the storm tried to drown Jesus and the disciples. And there was a reason why the storm came, because at chapter 5 of Mark, the Bible talks about there was a man that was bound by legions. And I believe the spirit have connection with the marine spirit, because the man was around that coast. Are you hearing me? And the Bible said as Jesus was going to that man was crying for help. He said, his season has come for deliverance. His time has come for deliverance. His season and time has come for him to be free from that legion spirit, true marine spirit that has had him cut it. Bible says that he was cutting himself. That is the spirit, what that marine spirit can do to the seed of Abraham. Hear me, child of God. One of the main weapons of the marine spirit is affliction. Bible says that this man was cutting himself. He was out of his mind. He couldn't reason. He was not in the house. He was outside in the tomb. Every man has forsaken him. He was just alone. Maybe I might be talking to you, child of God. You may not be like that man described in Mark chapter 5, but you are not in your right mind. Even though you are a child of God, you praise God, you worship God, you work in the church, you do all the right things, but something is wrong. You are cutting yourself. You are afflicted. Hear me now. Affliction doesn't mean that you are sick. It's more than that. When you are afflicted, hear me, child of God, maybe you are depressed. Maybe you are oppressed. Maybe you have lost all finances, all your money. You have lost children. You have lost husband. You have lost everything that you have. It's affliction. Whenever you are suffering, you are pain, any form of pain, anything that brings suffering and pain to you is affliction. When you lost a husband, a wife, a child, it's affliction because there is pain attached to it. You lost investment, there is pain attached to it. You lost something, you are depressed, you are oppressed, you are afflicted, child of God. And the Bible says this man was expecting his miracle. His season has come. Like tonight, it's your season and your time has come. And the master, as he was proceeding to the man, the Bible said the storm, which symbolized the marine kingdom, hear me, child of God, tried to stop the master. Hear me. And the disciple went to Jesus and talked to him that he doesn't care about them. And when he got up, he said, "You men of little faith," he rebuked the wind and the storm, and the storm obeyed, demonstrating that Jesus has power over the marine kingdom. Jesus have dominion over the married kingdom. You can speak to the storm. You can speak to the waters and they can dry it up. The water of affliction, the water of divorce, of shame, the water of pain, of suffering, of reproach, the water of poverty, of bloodline curses. I don't know what it is. Excessive bleeding in your body. Am I talking to somebody right now? You've been tormented. Nightmares. You're seeing snakes every time lying beside you. Hear me now. Am I talking to somebody right now? Am I talking to the church now? That is affliction. You cannot sleep. You have all the medication from the doctors. They have given you every medication, but nothing good seems to happen. That is affliction. Marriage spirit is working against you, but the Lord Jesus spoke to that storm. There may be a storm of affliction. There may be a storm of poverty. There may be a storm of disgrace and shame. There may be a storm of disease and sickness, excessive bleeding. There may be a storm of reproach and rejection. There may be a storm of oppression, depression. There may be a storm of losing all. But Jesus spoke to the storm. And you can also speak to the storm. You can also speak to the storm and say to the storm, you be silent. Calm the storm. The storm of affliction can be calm and stopped tonight. The Bible says the storm tried to drown him. You know why? Because there was somebody that the master was going to set free. And the marrying spirit doesn't want the man to be free. The marrying spirit wants you to be bound forever. But he can't drown the master. Because he's the master of the sea. And the waters. And he lives in you. Anytime a great miracle is about to break forth, that spirit will try to cut it. Stop it. Hinder it. Anytime you are about to break through, it will hinder, not just cut it, but hinder it. A hindering spirit. But Jesus will help you. I say, Jesus will help you. I said, Jesus will help you. I said, Jesus will help you. Because all that this spirit does is to resist the power of God. We'll try to resist the power of God. Anytime there will be a great move of God, this spirit, this wicked spirit will try to resist the great move of God. But it cannot stop the move of God in this church. Hear me now, it cannot stop the move of God in this house. It cannot stop the power of God in this house. This spirit can do everything, but it cannot stop it. This river always brings destruction to flow in our churches. You not understand destruction will come to the church. This spirit is responsible through witchcraft operations. Through witchcraft. Somebody say witchcraft. Witchcraft operations. And I want us to look at a few things here that will help you. A few things that will help you. I said one of the major things that this spirit does is afflicted the children of God. It's affliction. It's to afflict the children of God. Let's look at Ezekiel 29, verse 3, 5, and 10. Ezekiel 29.
Ezekiel 29, verse 3. Speak and say, thou saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great dragon that lieth in the midst of his rivers, which has said, my river is mine own, and I have made it for myself.
Watch it right now. Who's speaking here? Speak and say, this saith the Lord. This is God speaking through the prophet. Behold, I am against thee, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great dragon that lieth in the midst of war, the rivers. What are you learning here? It means Pharaoh has link with the marine spirit. He's called the dragon over here. Pharaoh is called a great dragon, and he lieth what? In the midst of what? Keep the scriptures over there. Keep it there. Don't take it. He lieth in the midst of his rivers, which have said, my river, his river. And said, my river is my own, and I have made it for myself. Pharaoh claiming that he made the river. When did he create a river? Nothing. But now he claims it. Why? Because he has taken hold of the river. The river Nile, he has taken one of the largest rivers in the world, the river Nile. And Pharaoh has taken hold of it. And he said, it's my river. It's my river. And he's called the great dragon over here. And God said, I will punish you. Go to verse 4.
But I will put hooks in thy throat, uh-huh, in thy jaws, and I will cause the fish of thy rivers to stick into thy scale. Mm-hmm. And I will bring thee up out of the midst of the rivers, and all the fish of thy rivers shall stick into thy scale.
So God is going to deal with Pharaoh. Are you hearing me? So Pharaoh, watch it now. I want to teach you something here. We all know about the children of Israel being in Egypt for many years as slaves, a bond men. They were bound men. They were people of God, a promise, covenant seeds of God. They were people of God. Not just people of God, but covenant children of God. Seeds of Abraham, promised to be the head and not the tail. Promised to be above and not the knee. Promised to be free. Promised to be blessed. Are you hearing me? But over here in this scripture, you can find out that when we study about the history of the now, they were not where they're supposed to be. That is a picture of most of us. We are not where we're supposed to be. We are covenant people of God, seed of Abraham through Christ Jesus. We are seed of Abraham, but we are not where we're supposed to be. We are still bound. Some of us, we are free, but still something is holding us. So the children of Israel in Egypt, they were bound, but they were under the influence of a ruler or a pharaoh that has what? Links with the marine kingdom. Pharaoh over here has link and connecting with the marine kingdom. So he was ruling Egypt by the influence of the marine spirit. And so his responsibility, he was what? Afflicting the children of Israel. That was his job. The marine spirit assignment is to afflict. Afflict who? The child of God. Trying to oppose you or opposing you to fulfill your dreams. Opposing you to be what God says that you are. Opposing you to get to the place where God wants you to be. He will make sure that he will resist the power of God for your life, that you will never fulfill your dreams. So the children of Israel, they were in Egypt, and Pharaoh was influenced by marine spirit. According to the scripture here, we learn that he's influenced by marine spirit, and he was a marine king. And so his duty and assignment is to punish the children of Israel. When God sent Moses to let my people go, the more Moses said, to let my people go, the more he punished them. The more God wants to do something good for you, the more the marine spirit reinforces himself against you, the more you're about to get out, your freedom is about to come, the more you're about to break through, the marine spirit reinforces himself as it did to the children of Israel. At one time he'll change his mind, okay, I'll let you go because of the signs and all the things that he sees. Then immediately what happened? What happened? That he will reinforce himself again, give them more punishment. But it came to a time in Exodus 14:13, and God said to the people, he said to his people, these Egyptians that you see, you will see them no more. A time will come, and this is your day. The marriage spirit that has been afflicting you, as God said to the children of Israel, that the marriage spirit influencing Egypt to afflict you, you will not see it no more. Tonight, you will not see that marriage spirit no more in your life. As God set you free, you are about to cross the Red Sea tonight, and you'll get to the other side of your life. Are you hearing me? To fulfill your dreams. The spirit will make sure that he will afflict you, but tonight that is the end of it, because the Bible says in Isaiah 27 verse 1, the Leviathan, I will punish Leviathan, that piercing serpent in the sea, I will punish him. Tonight God is going to punish that marine spirit called Leviathan that has been afflicting you for all this year. God is going to punish that spirit. Are you hearing me? It is your day of declaring divine judgment upon that marine spirit, that you can break yourself loose and free from that spirit. And every covenant that has been established with that spirit, tonight you are breaking that covenant, that you can be free in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. People bound by this spirit will always see, will experience great lust, excessive lust in their lives. Excessive lust, fornication, frequent sex dreams, dream of swimming, dream of being married or divorced. Assess, all these things are excessive. You can find them in my book, page 117 to 121. 117 to 121 in my book. So if you don't have it, you can get it tonight. We are going to be praying with it. How many of you have the book here? How many people have it? Oh, few people. Oh, that's good. I thought it was the same, different crowd every time. So make sure you get a copy. Make sure you get a copy. Make sure you get a copy. After the service, go and get a copy. And tomorrow we're going to move deep. I'll specifically go into some issues here, deal with some issues here. How can you be invaded by this spirit? How can this spirit get you? Now we've talked about this spirit. You know what this spirit is. How can you be invaded by this spirit? By the environment. Environment. You can contaminate it by the environment. God said to Abraham, come out from among your people, your family, your kindred, your father's house. Come out. You come out. Because God is about to do something good, great with Abraham. So in order for him to be the father of many nations, he must come out from his father's house that worship idols. God doesn't want him to be well contaminated. So where you are, you can be contaminated by this spirit. Marine spirit is you can find them in coastal regions. They are more in coastal regions, areas that have water, areas that have rivers and sea. Places like the Caribbean island and other places, you can see the hurricane and everything that happens is influenced by the marine spirit. Hear me, hurricane is influenced by marine spirit. It's not coincident, it's not this thing, it's influenced by marine spirit, because the marine spirit is so strong, and the people of God, if we understand, we can stop the operation of hurricanes and different hurricanes and earthquakes and different things that comes. Hear me now, because it's all the things we had in 80 the other time is influenced by what? Marine spirit. So when you start praying and say, I bind this demon. No. You have to know the demon you are dealing with. What demon are you dealing with? It's marine spirit that is in charge of that city or that region or that place. And it brings wickedness to destroy, different form of wickedness, murder, mass slaughter, death. And that's what happened in Haiti and other places. It's marine spirit. There are only one people, one group of people that can stop it. And they are who? No, you are not shouting. If you are the one, just shout. We are the one. Your shouting doesn't look like you. You know what? You have to shout and all that. We are the ones. My spiritual father said the other day, he was preaching at my place. He said, years ago, he was in the place, St. Thomas, and was preaching, and Hurricane Louise was coming, and the Lord said he should stay. And then he didn't know why he should stay. Then the following day, they came, and the Lord said, stand this, hurricane back to another place. So he was there midnight, and he was staying at the hotel at the seaside. Then he commanded that hurricane to move to another place. And as the hurricane was coming in the daytime, then they switched to another place. We have the power to speak and to change course. This is not sorry. It's life. So we have the power to speak to it to change course. So we hear the newsmen say, oh, there's a hurricane this coming tomorrow, Louise, or whatever. They have different different names. Let them call them. You have the power wherever you are, wherever you are watching. If it's coming to your city, it's coming to your nation, you can turn it direction to another place. Return to sender, wherever it's coming from. Go back! It's not coming to Toronto. And then we hear it coming to Toronto, the shore is not moving up now, coming right now. And everybody crying, the children of God, the unbelievers running, and we are also running. And no, we can stand and we can speak to change course now. It's a marine spirit. And we don't know, so the environment where you live can affect you. The environment is very important. The environment. So some of us, we grew up in some places and we have been contaminated by this spirit because of where we were living. Am I making sense here? Yes. Where you were living, you were contaminated by this spirit. And because some places, some sacrifices have been made to the rivers and rituals have been made, and the marine spirit has and force himself and taking hold of that place, and you live around that place and that spirit is ruling, and it can affect you if you are vulnerable and you open yourself to that spirit. So the environment is very, very important. Amen. Now, marine spirit can be transferred to you through sex. Through sex. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. The Bible says that, what know ye not, that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two saith he shall be one flesh. So when we have sex with people, there is a transfer of spirit. The two shall be what? One. When we have sex, we are what? Transferring spirit. Whether good spirit or bad spirit. And last time I was here, I was talking about that on abortion spirit, how we transfer spirit through sex. So the same thing with marrying spirit. When people who have marrying spirit, or they have been contaminated by marrying spirit, or they are marrying spirit victim, they can transfer to you. The next thing, people consult powers for marine spirit, for prosperity. Some people go to marine spirit agents, false prophets that operate. And we have a lot of prophets today that are operating under the influence of marine spirit. Not every prophet you see today is a true prophet of God. Some people are operating under the influence of marine spirit. Every gift of God, there is a counterfeit of it. Am I making sense here? Every gift of God. So the gift of discernment, the gift of speaking in tongues and different things. The marine kingdom also have its agents that do speak in tongues. We have churches that they call them revival churches. They wear white gown, and they have some of them. They use churches. Let me be simple here. Churches that always use water for ministration. Constantly use water for ministration as a sign of marine spirit. Some people have been involved in churches that they come to your home and give your home a holy bath in disguise of driving out devils or evil spirit from your house. If you have done that in the past, you are a victim of marine spirit. And you need to be helped. Not because you're a bad person, you were going through problems and you need someone to help you. So you saw so-called prophet or a pastor And they came to your house, and then they made some rituals by washing your house with so-called waters and sprinkle waters and did different things. They are all signs of manipulations of marrying spirits. Some also have, they've been involved in churches, as I said before, churches that have these gowns every time, white gowns. Marrying spirit likes the color white, prefer white. So you have these churches that they always put on white, and some of them they don't put on shoes, and they don't do this thing, they do all these things. They are all signs of what? Marrying spirit servants or agents. As God have his ministers, Satan also have his ministers. So not every church you can be part of. Today, you may be in a good church, a Bible-believing church, but yesterday you were involved in such churches and you have not gone through deliverance, you still need deliverance. That is why you're going through the problems you're going through today. And with some of them, by their manifestation, you know that they are what? They are from marrying spirit. They are from marrying kingdom. Because of the manifestation of those spirits in those churches, when you see them, and many, the problem today we have in the church, the problem today we have in the church, is very difficult to discern the true manifestation of the Holy Spirit and the manifestation of the devil. Because some people have gone through some of these churches that did all those things, and they manifest all these things, and today you are in a Bible-believing church, Holy Ghost church, but you have not gone through deliverance, and you come to this a church that believe in the Holy Spirit and this thing, but then you start manifesting those things that you were manifesting in those church, and you have not been dealt with. Mix up of stuff. We need deliverance. Somebody say, we need deliverance. You see, if you were in the world, and for example, you operate in certain gifts, so-called gifts, the gift is given to us by the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that? So before you got saved, and you claim you have this gift of interpretation, or this gift of tongues, or this gift of dreams, or this gift of that, and now you are born again, the gift when you were not saved is not from the Holy Spirit. And today you are in the church and you are operating under that same gift. You have to give that gift to God. Hear me, when you become born again, that so-called gift that you have, you must give it to God. And then you allow the Holy Spirit to give you his gift. Because the gift of Holy Spirit is given to the child of God by the Holy Spirit. You don't have it yourself. So we have all these problems, and I see this manifestation of marrying spirit in the churches today. People operating through marrying spirit and through the giftings of the marrying spirit. And we need deliverance from that. You can also get the marrying spirit through your parents. Because the parents can transfer the spirit to you through the bloodline. You can receive it, as I said, by you consulting people through people for sources to help you to succeed. And palm readers can also operate through this spirit, and they can give it to you. And they have different things they can do to you. You go for a witch doctor. Some people may go to a witch doctor to consult some oracles or anything, and they may do certain things for you. And those things that they may have done for you, giving you some things to drink, giving you some things maybe catch you or give you some incisions in your body, all those things can be a contamination of marrying spirit. Hello, am I talking to everyone here? Yes. Everybody's quiet. Recently, I ministered to someone. And I said to the person has been calling and bothering us for deliverance and start coming to church.
which people do that, and they know that I don't minister to people if they are not in our church. So some people try to become a member by force member. And the reason I do that is so simple. I follow biblical protocol because deliverance ministry is a pastoral care ministry. It's your pastor that have to give you that care. If at one time, if I come here and I'm ministering, I came to work with your pastor. So it's pastoral care your pastor is giving to you by me coming, inviting me. Are you following the teachings here? But if you want me to give you, I'm not the one to give you the pastoral care. It's your pastor that gives me. So anything, like I come here, I have to come here and we minister to you. So I'm responsible for my people. God expects me to give pastoral care to my flock, the people he have given to me. So not trying to be, trying to put people away or discriminate. No, that is not the issue. I'm following biblical principles. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
And deliverance can only come when we follow biblical principles. Because God is the one who delivers. God is the one who sets us free. It's not man, it's God. So when we follow biblical principles, it's so easy. Deliverance will just come. So I saw this lady that came and we were ministering to her. And in my counseling with her, and I asked a few questions, incisions, and she said, no, I don't have incisions. But in her face, I saw some marks. And I said, what is in your face? And she said to me, oh, no, this is when we were young. She just put this thing here. So that's okay. That's fine. She lied to me. That's fine. So as we were ministering to her, a huge incisions around her stomach. I've never seen that before. Huge, big, like a tattoo, draw mark, like a fish around all her side. Why? She went into covenant with a witch doctor. And she was sick. She used to be in Europe. She was sick and she flew to her country in Nigeria and whatever thing they did. And she got better, according to her. But now, when she came to me, she was afflicted and more problems. She couldn't even walk. She couldn't walk. So when we consult these oracles and these powers, they have networks. And when you get there, they know what to do for you. So they will exchange the problem you have and give you a bigger problem. And so you think you are free, but a bigger problem has been given to you. Only time will tell, it will manifest. And so some have done this thing. And some of us, there's a fashion that's going on right now. Everybody put on tattoo, and Christians are putting on tattoo and everything. I'm not against that, but you have to watch what you put on your skin. Because some of them can be marine covenants. All basketball players putting on tattoos, they don't know. You know, we do things out of ignorance, and then we just do that. We don't know. We are not bad people. We just do it. But we are inviting these spirits into our lives. And now you are born again. You did that in the past. Now you are born again. You have not dealt with it. You have already invited a spirit into your life. So incisions and all these tattoos can invite these spirits into your life. And you have to break that covenant. And establish a covenant with that spirit. Dancing. Marine spirits also, you can be contaminated by the type of dancing that we dance, the sound of the beats. The sound of the beats is very powerful. How many of you know that music is very powerful? So there are type of music that we play, even in church, that can invite marine spirit. So we have to be very careful the type of music we play. You can be contaminated by marine spirit through the laying of hands. Anyone who has marine spirit that lay hands on you can transfer it to you. So be careful who lay hands on you. Bible says that we have to be careful when we lay hands. Don't lay hands suddenly on people. There are people sometimes in ministry, I don't lay hands on them. Quick, every time you want to lay hands, there can be a transfer of spirit. Laying hands actually is you are imparting blessings. So you either impart blessing or you impart what? Evil. So that can be done. So you have to be very careful. So those who have done sacrifices at riversides and many things you have done can also bring this spirit into your life. Sharing of clothes. If someone also share clothes with you and contaminated by marine spirit, you can also catch the spirit. Someone say, what are you talking about? I'm talking scripture. Because Bible says that the woman touched the hem of the garment of Jesus and their power went to her and got to her. There was a transfer of spirit, transfer of power by touching the hem. Not even the garment, the hem. And then Paul in Acts chapter 19 also used the aprons. And as people touched it, they got healed. So if people are victims of marine spirit and you take their clothing, you can be contaminated. So you have to be very careful the clothing that you get from people. Use clothing. Use clothing. Use clothing. Use clothing. But the Bible says that he will punish this crooked serpent, Leviathan, that is in the water. He will punish this spirit. It doesn't matter how they came to you. It doesn't matter the door that was open that they came to you. They will go tonight. It doesn't matter through sex. It doesn't matter through your parents. It doesn't matter through the environment. It doesn't matter through clothing. It doesn't matter through eating of food. It doesn't matter whatever means they came to you. Rituals that were done, witch doctors, marine prophets, whoever it may be, laying of hands. It doesn't matter, but they can lead you if you break the power of this spirit. We'll break the head of that Leviathan, the seven heads of that Leviathan. We are going to break it tonight. And as you break it, you break the covenant, the power, and then you command that spirit out of your life through affliction, through sickness, through poverty, through shame, whatever thing it is, you command it out through barrenness and everything. And now let's look at a few things before we start praying. How to identify, verse 121, how to identify this spirit. It contaminates of the reproductive organs, system. So you see people having serious menstrual pains. Women, serious menstrual pains, excessive bleeding. All those things are signs. We're looking at the signs. Now we're talking about, we define it, we're talking about how you can get it, and now we are talking about the signs to know whether you have been contaminated by this spirit or you are a victim or not. One of the things that for women, their productive system, you have problems. You find you always have pain when it's time for you to go through your menstrual period. You have what? Pains, serious pains. And excessive bleeding. Excessive bleeding is a sign. Excessive bleeding is a sign. You also have a spiritual husband. We'll be talking about that. You have a spiritual husband in the realm of the spirit. And what is the sign of that? Sometimes you see yourself always sleeping with somebody in the dream. I'll just move from, I'll leave it for tomorrow. You also have unusual pain when you are having sex with your spouse. Pain is a sign. Unusual pain all the time. Frequent bed wetting. This is the time. You don't have to see me one-on-one before you can be free.
That's right.
Because God is God. God can set you free right now. God can set you free right now. Look at Nehemiah right now. Nehemiah came want his deliverance. He has his way of deliverance he wants to receive. He wants to go, you know, for the man of God to say, oh, you great man, be thou healed. I call the God of Israel, be healed. But the man of God said, no, go and dip yourself. And he said, no. You may have your way, dignified way of deliverance you want to get. That nobody will see you. You need a private place. You know this thing. Even if the demons want to come out, you are holding it up because you don't want everybody to see you. No. If they are coming out, let them come out. If you mess up yourself, mess up yourself. All that you want to be free. I don't care about what you think about me. I don't care about what you say about me. I don't care about what you think. What I want my deliverance. So what someone thinks doesn't matter. This is just introduction for what we'll do tomorrow. We want to spend more time. So we are going to pray right now. And we are going to break covenants. Somebody say covenants. Because this spirit gets into covenants. That's one of the strongest things they do. They get in covenants. So you are in covenant with them that you will not get away from them. Like Pharaoh did to Israel. He didn't want them to go. He didn't want them to go. And this spirit will not want you to be free. So you want to break that power as God did to Pharaoh by killing all the first sons of Egypt. All their first sons have to die and let the people of God go. Tonight, in the strong pillar of Pharaoh or the marine kingdom, God is going to destroy anything that being the strength of that spirit. God is going to destroy the power of it. God is going to destroy. You are going to break the power of it. You are going to destroy the power of it. You are going to loose yourself from it. You are going to come out from that spirit. You are going to command that spirit and its deposit to leave you in the mighty name of Jesus. And they will leave you, and when they go, you'll be free, and you'll be free, and you'll be free, and you'll be free. How many of you want to be free tonight? Wherever you are, open up yourself. Don't look at anyone. If you don't open up yourself, nothing will happen to you. Hear me again. I've seen people that sometimes they think they don't have no problem. They just stand, look at everyone, watching everyone, what they're doing, how they're manifesting, and they're watching. Wow. Look at how they're manifesting. Wow. They don't know about them. Things hidden in them. If you allow yourself. I saw a guy and he just turned himself to be an animal. And came, but this guy was so anointed playing the keyboard. Anointed. And as I was ministering, I said he should be the only person. I'm ministering to him. He should be the only person not to do anything because he was playing the keyboard. And at the end of the service, the following day, I just called him. They reminded me to pray for him. In the office of the pastor, this guy became like an animal. Anointed. 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 Filled with the Holy Ghost. But still was afflicted by marine spirit. Marine spirit. And we break that covenant. And break that spirit. That head of the Leviathan. We destroy it and set him loose and free him. And that is what is going to happen to you tonight. But I'm beseeching you, don't look at anyone. Don't look at anyone. This is your day that you have to be free. That whatever spirit, deposit of the marine spirit in your body is going to leave you now. In the name of Jesus. Say in the name of Jesus. I declare, as a seed of Abraham, any spiritual covenant established by me, any spiritual covenant established by me with a marine personality, in the name of Jesus, break now, break now, break now, break now, break now, 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 in the name of Jesus, I break by the power of the blood of the eternal covenant every covenant that I have established, my fathers have established on my behalf with the marine personality, with the marine kingdom. Today, I break the covenant now. By the blood of Jesus, I declare I'm sanctified. I've been forgiven. I confess every sin that I've committed that has opened the door for marine spirit to invade my life, my marriage, my ministry, my finances. Today, I renounce the sin in the name of Jesus. Every sin of my fathers, my mothers, that has contaminated me through the marine kingdom, in the name of Jesus, I renounce it and I ask for cleansing, sanctification, in the name of Jesus. Any sacrifice that has been done on my behalf today by the blood of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, I terminate, I destroy, I demolish the sacrifices, the effect of the sacrifice made on my behalf with the marine kingdom. I destroy it now, 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 in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Any witchcraft manipulations, in my life, I destroy it now, 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 now. Affliction, affliction, come out. 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 Now, 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 now. Everybody begin to clap your hand and pray. Pray, break, break. Everybody pray. Break the head. Break the head. Break the covenant. Break the covenant. Break it now. Pray, 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 pray. Pray, pray, break it now. 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 Come on, break it now. Le breaka, le breaka, le breaka, le breaka, le breaka, le breaka. Break it now. Come on, break it now. Break it now. Break it now. Break it now. Destroy it. Destroy it. Destroy the covenant. Destroy every covenant. Destroy it now.
I want us to deal with the spirit of Leviathan. We want to break the seven heads of Leviathan. Pride. We want to deal with pride, stubbornness, rebellion, independent spirit. We want to crush it. Pride, rebellion, stubbornness, independent. I want us to deal with it now. So we're going to break that power. Pride, rebellion, stubbornness, independent. Then witchcraft. We want to destroy this spirit now. Witchcraft. Sometimes you may be manipulated and influenced by witchcraft, but you don't know. You are born again. But today, God will set you free. Because of that spirit, you have been hindered to get to where you're supposed to be in life. But as we deal with it today, the root of it, we want to uproot it. I want us to destroy it. So right now, everybody, seriousness, clap your hands, stamp on your feet, stamp on your feet and pray. Destroy it now. Destroy now, everybody pray. Come on, pray and destroy now. Destroy that spirit now. Break it now. Destroy now. Pride. Deal with pride. Deal with pride. Stubbornness. Stubbornness. Pride. Stubbornness. Independent spirit. Witchcraft. 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 Break the head of witchcraft. The power of witchcraft. We destroy the power of witchcraft. We bind the power of witchcraft. Bind, bind now. Bind, bind now. Bind the influence. Bind the influence of witchcraft. Bind now. Witchcraft. Witchcraft. Come on, destroy. Break it now. Kill the bubble. Kill the bubble. Kill the bubble. Kill the bubble. Come on, break it now. Break it now. Witchcraft. Break it now, witchcraft. Break it now, witchcraft. Break it now, witchcraft. Witchcraft. Witchcraft spirit. Break it now. Over your life. Break its power. Break its power. Break its influence. Now. 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 Kele Baba. 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 Yalla baba, 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 yalla baba This spirit is a wicked spirit. He has a high rank in Satan's kingdom. One of the demons that he uses is witchcraft. Witchcraft destroys. It's a destructive spirit. It comes to destroy, to afflict us. And that's what we saw in Egypt to the people of God. So finally, that'll be our last topic. Those of you who can move to the altar, do that. If you can move to the altar, do that. If you want to, move to the altar, do that. If you want to. What we're doing, we're breaking the strong man's hold tonight before tomorrow. Dealing with witchcraft. Some of us, this spirit has taken hold of us and we don't know. Right when we were babies, right even in the womb. It took hold of us when we were in the womb. When we were in the womb of our mothers. This spirit took hold of us. But today we are going to destroy that witchcraft covenant and power. So we are dealing with witchcraft, covenant through the spirit, influence over our lives. Some of us, we are not married because of that spirit. It's a wicked spirit. Some of us, we lose investment, our business is down because of that spirit. Some of us, we are divorced because of that spirit.
Not every divorce is normal. Some of them are caused by this spirit. And I'll teach you tomorrow. I'll teach you tomorrow. But I want us to deal with this seriously. Please be serious. This is your life. Be what? Serious. Pray like you have never prayed before. This is not confession prayers. This is warfare. So I want everybody to begin to pray. Specifically, we are dealing with witchcraft spirit connected to marrying spirit assigned to your life. So I want you to begin to pray now. Destroy now. Come on, pray now. Clap your hands. Destroy it now. This break the power of witchcraft. Witchcraft, call it by name. Call it by name, witchcraft. In your bloodline, witchcraft. Break it, witchcraft. Break witchcraft. Break witchcraft. Break witchcraft. Break witchcraft. Influence, witchcraft power. Break it now. Break it now. Witchcraft power. Break it now. Witchcraft power. Break it now. Call it by name. Call it by name. Witchcraft. In your bloodline, call it by name. Break it now. Break, 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 break. Break it now. Break it now. Destroy it now. Destroy. By fire. By fire. By fire. By fire, by fire, break it now, 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 break it now. Break the foundation. Break the foundation. Break the foundation. Break the foundation. Uproot it now. 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 Get it. Break it, power. Break it, influence. Now. 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 It will not come for the second time. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Say in the name of Jesus. 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 I declare today, I am no more under the influence of witchcraft through marine kingdom. In the name of Jesus, I am free. Now, you marine spirit, your operations, covenants, activities has been destroyed in my life, my family's life, my finances, my ministry, my education, my future. In the name of Jesus, I command you right now. I command you right now. Marine spirit, out now. Go now. Leave me now. Come out of me now. Leave my finances. Leave my family. Leave my ministry. Leave my health. Now. 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 It's leaving you. It's leaving you. It's leaving you now. Let it go. Now it's going to leave you now. Anything that comes out of you, let it out. It's going to leave you now. It's leaving you now. It's leaving you now. The foundation has been destroyed. It's leaving you now. It's coming out of you now. Anything that comes out, let it go now. Let it go. It's coming out of you. Go! We command right now in the name of Jesus. We command you, spirit of pride, in the name of Jesus, stubborn spirit, leave now. You are leaving now. Come on, leave now. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft, yes. Deposit of witchcraft, out! It's coming out. Out! Come on, leave. Leave, leave, leave. It's leaving you now. Let it go. The foundation has been destroyed. Witchcraft. Witchcraft foundation has been destroyed. Every deposit of witchcraft through affliction. Now, you are coming out. Come on, go. Go. Leave it now. It's leaving you now. Come on, go. It's leaving you now. It's leaving you now. Come on, go. Let it go. It's not for you. Let it go.